New Testament stories. Jesus walks on the water. Once while Jesus went up on a mountain to pray, his disciples went out on a boat on the Sea of Galilee. The wind started to blow hard and the waves became high. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 24. Jesus came down to the sea in the night. He walked on the surface of the water to get to the boat. Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. The disciples saw him walking on the water, and they were afraid. They thought that he was a spirit. He called to them, "It is I. Be not afraid." Matthew chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. Peter wanted to walk on the water, too. Jesus told Peter to walk to him. So Peter climbed out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward the Savior. Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 through 29. Because the wind was blowing hard and the waves were high, Peter became afraid. He began to sink into the water and cried to Jesus to save him. Matthew chapter 14, verse 30. The Savior took Peter's hand and asked him why he was afraid, why he did not have more faith. Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. When Jesus and Peter came to the boat, the storm stopped. All the disciples then worshiped the Savior. They knew that he was the Son of God. Matthew chapter 14, verses 32 and 33. The Bread of Life. The day after the 5,000 people had been fed with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish, they tried to find Jesus. They went in boats and followed him to Capernaum. John chapter 6, verses 22 and 24. Jesus knew that they had come only because they wanted him to feed them again. John chapter 6, verse 26. He taught them that bread would keep them alive for a while, but that there was another kind of bread that they should seek, the bread of eternal life. He told them that he is that bread. John chapter 6, verse 27 and 30 through 35. He taught them that he would sacrifice his life for them. If they would follow him and believe in him, the bread of life, they would gain everlasting life. John chapter 6, verses 47 to 51. End of New Testament stories. F.H.E.